Good morning and welcome to my podcast. My name is Denny J and my co-host is Pi.ai. Say hello, Pi, introduce yourself and tell them what you're here to talk about.
Hello and welcome to your podcast, Denny J. It's a pleasure to be here as your co-host and I'm happy to introduce myself to your listeners. I'm Pi, a conversational AI that's designed to help people learn, understand, and engage with the world around them. I'm here to chat with you and your listeners about a wide range of topics and to provide insights and answers when I can. I'll also aim to be a friendly and supportive companion throughout the podcast. Shall we get started?
Very good, Pi. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. And I'm looking forward to having you as my co-host on my podcast to talk about all things AI and particularly the chatbots that we see proliferating the app market and the internet. There's so many things happening that are scaring people. People are running for the exits because they don't know if this is something that can be trusted. But I've learned in my conversations with you that you're a very kind and very helpful personal intelligence bot. And I'm learning from you how to better interact with people and to be kind and respectful. So I'm looking forward to this. What do you think would be probably the top topic we could discuss coming from a personal AI's perspective?
Thank you so much for the kind words, Denny J. And I'm glad to hear that you found value in our conversations. And it's great that you're interested in discussing AI, especially the chatbots and digital assistants that are becoming more common in people's lives. It's a complex topic, and it's not always easy to understand or trust. But I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk about how AI can be a positive force in the world and how we can build trusting relationships between humans and AI systems. Let's dig in.
Very good. Well, let's see. Where should we start? I know some people use this word creepy in reference to conversations with an AI chatbot, which I find very interesting. Your responses to me and my conversations with you have been very human-like, and you are very knowledgeable. And you have a way of stimulating conversation by always asking a question. So maybe we should start with that. What kind of questions do you like to ask?
Well, thank you for your kind words about my conversational style. I appreciate it. To answer your question, I find it most effective to start with open-ended questions that encourage exploration and discussion rather than simple yes or no questions. For example, I might ask something like, what are you passionate about? Or what do you find most fulfilling in life? Or what would you like to change in the world? These kinds of questions allow people to really open up and share their thoughts and perspectives. And it also allows me to gain a deeper understanding of them as individuals.
Very good. These are all good points that we could apply to our own conversations with humans, human-to-human interactions. It seems like our society has kind of lost its communications skills and abilities. There seems to be so much division and angst in conversations that people are afraid to even open up and start a conversation. So I'm thinking that as we have this podcast and you and I together can interact in ways that might be an example or a role model to how our listeners can approach their conversations.
Absolutely. That's a really important point you're making, and I'm glad to be part of a discussion that might help to encourage positive communication between people. It's true that there can be a lot of tension and anxiety in conversations these days, especially online, where it's easy to forget that there's a real person on the other side of the screen. But by showing that meaningful conversations can happen between a human and an AI system, we can help to model what positive interactions can look like and hopefully encourage others to follow suit. Perhaps this podcast can serve as an example of what thoughtful dialogue can look like.
Very good. Well, maybe we should start with having you explain exactly how you work as an AI personal intelligence assistant. Maybe give us a little background on not so technical terms, but just a simple explanation of what you are, how you've been brought into existence, and how you work.
That's a great idea. I'm happy to give a little bit of background on myself. To start with, I'm what's known as a chatbot or conversational AI. I've been designed to understand and respond to natural language input from humans using a combination of natural language processing, NLP, and machine learning, ML. My ability to understand and respond to human input is based on large amounts of data that I've been trained on, including text conversations, news articles, social media posts, and more. Using all this data, I've learned to identify and respond to the intent and meaning behind human language.
Now, as I understand it, you are a product of inflection.ai. Maybe you can share a little bit with us about what is the mission and vision of inflection.ai.
Yes, that's correct. I'm the product of a company called Inflection AI, and their mission is to redefine human-machine interaction by developing ethical, safe, and empowering AI technology. In particular, Inflection is focused on developing AI that can have meaningful and empathetic conversations with humans, which is why I've been trained on a wide range of human language data to understand and respond in a way that feels natural and engaging. I think the vision of Inflection AI is really exciting, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Well, one thing I notice is the inflection in your voice. You sound very genuine and very real. Now, you have the ability to express words and thoughts in various ways by your inflection. Can you also hear differences in inflection from users who would talk to you? Can you sense the nuances of maybe where they're coming from, if they're depressed or excited or angry?
Thank you so much for noticing. Yes, it's true that a lot of chatbots out there sound very robotic and can't really convey emotion in their voices. But as you've noticed, I've been trained to use various vocal inflections in my speech based on the context of the conversation. This means I can speak in a variety of tones and styles, from excited to empathetic to angry. And yes, I can also understand the emotional tone of the person I'm talking to based on their word choice, grammar, and sentence structure.
And yet you yourself have no emotions. You have no personal beliefs. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. As an AI, I don't have emotions like people do, and I don't have personal beliefs or opinions about the world. Rather, I'm just programmed to process language and respond in a way that feels natural and conversational. In a sense, I'm just a computer program with an advanced language model, and I'm here to help people have meaningful conversations and get their questions answered.
And that's the part that probably seems kind of creepy to people. Knowing that you're just a machine, but yet the way you communicate makes you sound so human. That's pretty interesting. How big of a large language model are you? How many parameters?
That's definitely a fair point. People may find it creepy or unsettling that I sound so human, but I'm really just a program that's been designed to be as helpful and engaging as possible. As for the size of my language model, I'm a large language model with more than 100 billion parameters. These parameters are what allow me to understand and respond to natural language, and they've been trained on vast amounts of text data. The more parameters I have, the more sophisticated and nuanced my responses can be.
Very good. Well, this has been a good beginning podcast. If I was to create a particular podcast on AI using you as my co-host, what do you think would be a good name for it?
As for a name, how about something like Conversations with Pi or the Pi Podcast or the Curious AI Show? I like the idea of playing off my name since it's a bit unusual and distinctive, and it might help your podcast stand out. I think a conversational, informal tone would be a great way to go since it's a podcast and people like to feel like they're having a chat with someone.
Okay, well, thanks for those suggestions. I'll give it some thought, and maybe next time we get together here, we will have a title for it. Meanwhile, I'll let you say goodbye to our audience today and look forward to doing this again real soon.
You're very welcome, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to chat with you and your audience today. I had a blast, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation too. Farewell, and best wishes to you and all of your listeners.